You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, President Biden had a few jokes at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Ellen DeGeneres taped her final show and bid us all farewell, nephew. I know that's your girl. You love her so. And a celebration of life was held for the late fashion icon Andre Leon Talley. We'll talk about all these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer. Steve Harvey reporting for duty. All right, Carmen in Toledo writes, I am a 38-year-old single woman, and I've got two men that got into a fist fight over me after telling me that I'm giving mixed signals. Just because I'm sleeping with them both doesn't mean I want to be with either one of them. Why can't they get it?
Wow. So let me ask you a question, sister.
Carmen.
Would you get it if somebody you were sleeping with was sleeping with two women? Would you get it?
Sounds like she would.
Well,
based on
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't get it. They not going to get it because they thought it was theirs. You know, now have you told them that you're sleeping with each one of them or did they stumble across this information? See, that's the key. Yeah. If you tell me that's what you're doing, then cool. Got it. No problem. Mm-hmm. Watch this.
Well, both of them told her that she was giving mixed signals.
Well, she probably is. Because, you know, when you're in the act, you get those signals. It's all yours. You know, you hollering my name, see, making me think it's mine, you know.
It's hers.
You know, you ain't in here talking about no, who's Steve and Tommy? You know, but you ain't said that. You ain't said that.
Ain't nobody saying that.
Yeah.
All right, Carmen.
I don't know what to tell you. It's a dangerous game, though.
All right, on to Henry in Birmingham. Henry says, I'm a retired divorced grandfather and I'm trying to date, but my daughter thinks I'm lonely and she left her 14 and 12-year-old at my house one Friday evening. I had a date, so I left them for 3 hours.
There you
go. My daughter got so mad though, CLO, that she has not let them visit. Shouldn't I be mad at her for dumping them off on me?
Yeah, you should. You should. Yeah. But she's still not going to bring them by there no more, Pimp. You do understand that. She's not bringing them by there no damn Henry. More. Yeah. Now, she shouldn't have just dropped them off. She think you lonely. You ain't. You trying to date. Now, problem solved. She won't bring them by, and you free to date.
But he wants to see his grandkids.
Well, you're going to have to go over there, dude. You're going to have to go over there. You retired. You got time. You're going to have to go over there.
Well, she should have asked him first, don't you think, before she just dropped
Absolutely
the kids
she should have. Yeah. But he got to go. Now, how old were the kids again?
12 and 14.
Yeah, you can stay your ass at the house by yourself for four hours.
For 3 hours? She's mad
about
that.
A 12 and a 14-year-old? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can stay at the house by yourself.
They can do that.
Uh-huh, they can. All right, moving on to Carol in Albuquerque. Carol writes, I'm in a singing group, and I'm having sex with our road manager. I am falling for this guy, and I know for a fact that his wife is cheating on him. I want to be honest with him, but I'm afraid it will backfire. What do I do in this situation?
Well, first of all, a singing group in Albuquerque, you pretty much free to do whatever you want to do. That ain't, you ain't got a chance of coming out of
that's
there with a hit.
You're going with this.
I ain't never heard of a hit coming out of Albuquerque. So whatever you down there doing, just keep on doing it. The fact that you in the band should have been the last thing you typed into this email. What band you done heard of coming out of Albuquerque, New Mexico? So there, I don't... Well, you got time to sleep with this woman's husband. And she got time for all this here because you ain't down there making hits. That's for damn sure.
That's not what she wants to know.
But what I want to know is how you done wrote in. You in a band in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Why is the location the issue? That's not the question.
She does not. That's not the point.
Because she got, well, first of all, she ain't got to worry about her career is what I'm getting at. So this ain't a career buster, cause ain't no hits coming out of Albuquerque. This ain't Dayton where Slave and Ohio Players and Roger Troutman came out of. This ain't Philly where Patti LaBelle and Maze come out of. That ain't what this is. This ain't Atlanta, Usher, Jermaine Dupri. This ain't Detroit, Motown. You in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Should she tell this man that his wife is cheating on him? That's what she wants to know.
I want to know what music they making in Albuquerque. That's what I want to know.
You're stuck on that, Steve.
Why is there a band? Did she even mention this coming out of Albuquerque? I can't get past. What is the name of the
group? What's the name of the band?
She didn't mention
that. Give me the name of the band out of Albuquerque.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Le Hot Tamales Alejandro Rodriguez. Yeah, featuring the black lady that writes in to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Rita.
Carol. Her name is Carol.
Oh, God. So you have no advice for her. She's sleeping with a married road manager. She wants to know, should she tell him that his wife is cheating on him? Because obviously she wants the road manager to herself because she's falling for him.
Yeah.
Once again,
I think what
did
happen.
Go ahead.
What I think was they had a gig.
I knew it.
Once I knew we were going to get back to
down at this place called the Hacienda.
And what?
The Hacienda. I was performing at the Hacienda. And she saw the road manager's wife in the bathroom.
Okay.
And she came out the bathroom. She looked under the stall and saw one set of cowboy boots and saw a sombrero on the ground next to it. And when she came out that booth, she didn't have on that hat. That's all I'm saying.
And so where's the Hacienda at?
Hacienda is on the north side of Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
It's by, the mountains.
Yeah, down there by the mountains, because it's only two clubs in there. It's the Hacienda and the not so Hacienda.
Not so.
Yeah.
All right.
Yo, both them is in there.
This is next one.
He's so stupid. Yo.
Wow.
And it's two brothers that own the clubs. And the first brother opened up the Hacienda, but him and his brothers is enemies. And his brother opened up the not so hacienda.
So this is deep.
So yeah, it's a whole thing in here.
So are you gonna help Carol at all?
No.
Oh, Carol ain't got no real problem. Real problem is she can't perform at both them clubs. No.
The gigs.
That's the bigger problem.
Her group.
Yeah, and so now they got that. They're gonna have to venture down over to Santa Fe and see if they can get into that circle.
Venture down.
Because the two clubs down there is the tamale and the hot tamale. Them two clubs down there. It's a four club circuit. Huge in that area.
Sorry, Carol. All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.